Kristen Combs with Wyoming Wildlife Advocates says she hopes the public will weigh in on the agency's assessment of winter elk feed grounds seen as potential super spreader sites. And she says keeping wolf populations at bare minimums is counterproductive because the apex predators are a free source of disease control if allowed to do their job.
Wolves are able to take out these sick and weak animals long before humans can see symptoms, and yet we're still killing off wolves when they could be a big solution.
Combs notes that out of the total wolf population of 300 in Wyoming, 54 were killed this year in trophy hunting season, and up to 20 were killed in livestock conflicts. Wyoming has a long tradition of eradicating wolves. Hunters say they don't want wolves taking elk and other game, and ranchers don't want wolves eating into their bottom lines. Combs says while loss of livestock can be significant for individual ranchers, there are proven ways to prevent encounters with wolves. She argues there is no evidence that wolves are serious competition for hunters, pointing to biologist reports that wolves in Yellowstone, where hunting is not allowed, have kept elk herds healthy.
Wolves are not going to be a significant factor in reducing the populations. Since wolves have been reintroduced, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming have had bumper hunting years, and their populations are still well above objectives.
Combs says the first case of chronic wasting disease in elk should prompt a swift phase-out of winter feed grounds, where large numbers of elk congregate for months in close quarters. Comments on the future of Game and Fish's 22 winter sites can be added at the agency's website through January 8th. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.